This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever, ever.
The net of this net zero nonsense is that Americans will be poorer and far less competitive in world markets.
We're behind the rest of our class, and we're going to catch up to them by going slower than they are. Cuckoo!
Is that really what we want?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all.
She's not Lincoln.
47 years ago, I was broke, but now I'm the president.
And tonight, Harriet Hageman has received the most votes in this primary. She won. This primary election is over.
So long, farewell, all leaders and good night.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Liz lost by 40 points. 40 points. I mean, you figured, you figured she was going to lose, right? I mean, but I was talking with that guy yesterday, and he said, oh, it's going to be closer. They're pulling out all the stops. The Democrats are coming out. He said, you think 10? And I said, nah, I'll take 20. And then I came back after the break, and I said, I'm thinking 25. But it was 40. Nobody thought. 2-1. 2-1. I haven't seen a beating like this in a primary since Chester Atkins, the Swiss guard from Concord, got taken out by Marty Meehan. That was back in 1992. Wow, 40 points. It was great. It was so much fun to watch it. I mean, talk about somebody who needed it, too. And you know what? I never realized how much she looks like Miss Piggy till this morning. I guess because Miss Piggy has been canceled. I didn't know this. The mailroom manager told me this, that she'd been banned because I guess she engaged in domestic violence like that, you know. So she's gone. But anyway, congratulations to Harriet Hageman, and she got a lot of help though from Donald Trump, didn't he? And, you know, again, Donald Trump, he doesn't, you know, he's got this problem or not. He's got not a problem. I mean, it's the kind of problem I guess he likes with, you know, the FBI and the DOJ coming after him on, you know, another witch hunt and more trumped up charges, so to speak. But he doesn't do many interviews anymore. But he does put out these statements on Truth Social, which is his own Twitter. And, most shows, they just have to rely on what he says and the host has to read it. But in our case, since I am a member of Mar-a-Lago, if they get my bills, they're all marked.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
I'm just telling you why we have access to certain sound that other shows don't have access to. And it's because, you know, it's part of the benefits of being a member. And so he left us the messages that he put out on Truth Social last evening about the marvelous, glorious victory by Harriet Hageman in the primary over Liz Cheney. So here it is.
Congratulations to Harriet Hageman on a great and very decisive win in Wyoming. This is a very wonderful result for America. And a complete rebuke of the Unselect Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs. Liz Cheney should be ashamed of herself the way she acted, and her spiteful, sanctimonious words and actions towards others. Now she can finally disappear into the depths of political oblivion, where I'm sure she'll be much happier than she is right now. Thank you, Wyoming.
And then you know, as pathetic as the January 6th committee has been with Benny Thompson talking about the slain police officers on January 6th and the Groucho Marx lookalike, Jamie Raskin and Adam Kinzinger, who today said that Trump supporters think that he's bigger than Jesus. I mean, where does he come up with that? We'll play that cut later on. But Liz Cheney was, in her own way, extremely unimpressive last night. Very, very low energy. You know, she could have, you know, the famous line from the guy in California, Dick Tuck, when he came out and said, the people have spoken, the bastards. I mean, at least that would have been kind of amusing. But instead, she has to compare herself to Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. But Donald Trump continued, because he was watching the speech live, like all the rest of us, enjoying it immensely.
Liz Cheney's uninspiring concession speech in front of a tiny crowd in the great state of Wyoming focused on her belief that the 2020 presidential election was not, despite massive and conclusive evidence to the contrary, rigged and stolen. It was, and that's not even counting the fact that many election changes in numerous states were not approved by state legislatures, an absolute must.
Liz
Cheney is a fool who played right into the hands of those who want to destroy our country.
I don't think she's a fool, though. I think it was a good career move on her part. You know, she's going to use the popular new verb of the era, monetize this. She is going to make so much money off of this. She's already gone from a net worth of about $7 million to about $33 million. And that's just on those financial disclosure forms that are very opaque, you know, but she's going to do so much better now. Now she's a martyr. She spoke truth to power. You know, I mean, it's nice to have the Kennedy Fellowship. It's nice to, you know, come into Camelot High and then go across and pick up the, across Cambridge and pick up the Profiles in Courage Award. But I mean, the real money is those book advances and the directorship at News Corp, you know? Oh, how are you doing, Speaker Ryan? Oh, nice to see you, Senator Ayotte. Yes, let's fire some of the Trump supporters on the five. So one more from President Trump here, and we're going to take a lot of your calls. I know a lot of people want to just revel in victory. We don't get a chance to have these kinds of days where the victory is unalloyed, shall we say. There's no other. It's just a good day. Cut three.
I assume that with the very big Liz Cheney loss, far bigger than had ever been anticipated, the January 6th Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs will quickly begin the beautiful process of dissolution. This was a referendum on the never-ending witch hunt. The people have spoken.
What happened to all those Democrats? They have open primaries in Wyoming. How come none of them came out? It looks like very, very few Democrats were swayed by those major endorsements from Al Franken. He took time out from, and Kevin Costner. He wore the T-shirt, the tight-fitting T-shirt, and it still, it didn't change any minds. I thought she was doomed when she came out and said she was happy about Roe v. Wade being overturned. And then I guess it was just you know, when the corrupt G-men had the raid on Mar-a-Lago, which just irritated people even more. She was doomed. But who would have thought 40 points? How often does a sitting member of Congress lose in the primary by 40 points? It was more than 2-1. She got a whopping 28% of the vote. 28%. She 73% in 2020 in the primary to 28%. She, inflation was not her problem, at least not in the polling places. It was deflation. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. Now MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to two-thirds, over two-thirds. You can get up to $90 off on a pair of My Slippers. This brings the price to under $50. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet. MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie, or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently. And for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Savor every last bite of the season with HelloFresh. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome to veggie, HelloFresh has over 55 weekly options delivered right to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What should Trump's nickname for Liz Cheney be if she runs for president in 2024?
Trump's nickname. Okay, remember he come up with Crooked Hillary and...
Lion Ted.
Lil
Marco. All right, so we have Lincoln Project Liz, Loser Liz, Daddy's Girl, or Miss Piggy.
I know he's not going to use Miss Piggy, but I really like Miss. I'm voting for Miss Piggy.
Only 15% say
really?
Miss Piggy. And actually 14%. 15% say Daddy's Girl. 10% say Lincoln Project Liz. 60% say Loser Liz.
Loser Liz. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking at that. You know, she's now, there are 8 of the 10 Republican members of the House of Representatives who voted to impeach Trump on the second impeachment palooza in last year. 8 of the 10 are gone. 2 of them are hanging on. One Newhouse would be gone if the Republicans, the Trump Republicans, meaning the Republicans, could have coalesced behind one candidate. The only one that's hanging on is Valdeo. And I guess Newhouse will probably be reelected. But one of the other members of the departed, he's on another cable channel right now, Katko, John Katko from New York. He saw the handwriting on the walls. He didn't even bother to run for renomination. He just gave it up. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Wasn't me. I think she sounded like Hillary last night there, Cheney, in her concession speech. I mean, not only in content, but just sounded like her.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, again, she. I'd forgotten about Hillary comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln, too. I mean, it's obviously it's not a winning formula to compare yourself to Honest Abe. I think it's pretty clear he was the greatest president in American history. And why would she do something like that? But it was let's play the cut of her comparing herself to Abe Lincoln. Cut 6.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed, he saved our union, and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us, Lincoln said that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth. As we meet here tonight, that remains our greatest and most important task.
You think her dad, you know, whatever else you say about Dick Cheney, he is kind of a student of history. He's a smart guy, made a lot of really poor decisions, but you think he would have told her, you know, there's no way you should be comparing yourself to Abraham Lincoln. You know, do you know how, and they're lionizing her, going crazy. They love her now, but in 2010, you remember Ed Schultz? We called him Sergeant Schultz. He was the MSNBC host. He called her. Here's what he said about her.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Well, he did know nothing. He had no ratings either. There's a couple of gals who've been riding the wave of crazy that's sweeping the nation's right wingers. Shooter, meaning Cheney, because he shot his hunting partner. Shooter's little girl, Liz Cheney, has been hitting the lecture circuit, parroting daddy's fear-mongering rhetoric. Then Chris Hayes, you know, who's now the hero. He's now one of the largest of the jumbo shrimp when it comes to ratings at MSNBC. Here's what he said. Now, whatever you think about our father, you got to allow Dick Cheney this. He came about his infamy honestly. This is again, Chris Hayes, who now loves her. He's now got a crush on her. He is a real up-by-the-bootstraps kind of villain, but Liz Cheney is the knockoff version. She's a legacy case, a toxic example of what affirmative action for overprivileged white people looks like. I would say Chris Hayes would also be a legacy case for toxic examples of what affirmative action for overprivileged white folks looks like. 844-500-4242. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hey, Howie. I'm wondering if she's actually hinting at going to run for president herself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she wants to run. I mean, running for president is a great gig, Kathy. I mean, look at Bernie Sanders only had one or two houses when he started. Now he's a multi-millionaire. You know, you set up you get all these contributions, and then you set up a company that buys the ads, your TV ads for you, and they get 15%. And if you're like Bernie Sanders, you get your wife as one of the principals in the company that's buying the ads, and pretty soon you've made 10, 15 million bucks in the campaign. Jill Stein did pretty well running for president too. I don't think Newt Gingrich did badly running for president back in what, 2008? Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I was listening to compare herself to Lincoln, and I was wondering, I'm not a historian, but did Lincoln lose his primaries as an incumbent by over 30%?
No, he never did. He lost to, I don't know who he lost for the House of Representatives. He lost to Stephen Douglas for the Senate seat in Illinois. And then he turned around and beat Stephen Douglas for president in 1860. And he had a problem with the Copperheads, the Democrats in Washington. But no, I don't think anybody ever ran against him in the primary. No, that's a good point, Dennis. There are not too many similarities between Liz Cheney and Abraham Lincoln. They're not.
I've done things that nobody else, and I've said this, and I say it openly, and not a lot of people dispute it. I've done more for Black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Nobody has even been close. Thank you very much, everybody.
512 says Lincoln the best president. Seriously? Yeah. Who else would it be? Who would it be if it's not Lincoln? I mean, Lincoln kept the country together. It was a disastrous civil war, but could anyone else have brought it off and kept the Union intact as devastating as the Civil War was? I don't think there's any question that Lincoln was the best president we ever had. The only anybody close to him was George Washington. the father of our country. And now in Virginia, they want to not call him the father. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The guy who said, are you kidding about Lincoln being the greatest president? And he just texted again and said Washington was who I was getting at. Yeah, I think you could make an argument for Washington, but I think it's either Washington. It's got to be either Washington or Lincoln. I don't think there's too much question about that. 844-500-4242. Liz Cheney last night, 4 score and 7 Republicans ago, I won renomination in 2020. But, you know, that's about how many votes she got, was 4 score and 7. About 80. She didn't get much more than 4 score and 7 votes. That's all she's got left in that are her supporters, her dynasty supporters in Wyoming. Right, Grace?
Well, Howie, you were just mentioning the founding fathers, and that's actually a really good segue here for my first story. Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin
mentioned that. Yeah.
Blasted the Virginia Department of Education. They want to get away from George Washington and
James Madison.
And this is kind of funny because when there was originally conversations about tearing down statues, which for most people was absurd, because even if there's a statue of someone who maybe isn't the greatest person in hindsight, it's still not harmful to keep a statue up so people could learn about it, the person, their flaws, and the history of everything. Instead, we're tearing statues down. But when this happened originally, Trump said, what's going to be next? We're going to start tearing down statues of George Washington? And everyone said, no, that's crazy. We would never do that. And now they're trying to eliminate him from, or at least they don't want.
Well, they claim now that it was a mistake to put it in. You know why? Because Glenn Youngkin is now the governor, and he has the power to fire the idiots who came up with these ideas. So they're backing away from it faster than the beautiful people in Boston are backing away from Monica Cannon Grant.
Yeah, the proposals would have struck Washington's title as father of our country and Madison's dub of father of the Constitution.
If they continue this, there's not going to be too much domestic tranquility, to use Madison's phrase when he was writing the Constitution. 207 says George Washington, the non-birthing parent of our country. I don't even know if that's allowed to say non-birthing, is it? That's kind of, judgmental and pejorative, is it not?
Yeah, because then you're insinuating that he's not able to give birth, which we have no idea.
Right, because men can give birth. We know that.
Did he really have wooden teeth? Did we ever get to the bottom of that?
I think he did. I think he did have wooden teeth. And I also think that he would have lived into the 19th century had he not gotten some very bad medical diagnoses. They bled him. He was sick, and that in those days they bled you because somehow they figured the blood was bad, and they basically weakened him such with the bleeding that he died.
They used to put leeches on people too, right, to try to suck out the bad blood.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird move by Democrats to keep pushing this education element of politics because they lose every time. I mean, that's what got Glenn Youngkin elected. I mean, right. Terry McAuliffe said parents shouldn't have any part in their
right.
children's education.
And now he's going out to campaign for Tudor Dixon in Michigan because it's, that's one of the many issues that Gretchen Whitmer has fumbled the ball on is education.
Yeah, another one that she's fumbled the ball on big time is COVID and the shutdowns. She was really a face of draconian lockdowns, along with a lot of other governors across the country. And the CDC director, one of your favorite people, Rochelle.
Another local gal.
A local gal.
From Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts.
Well, she's admitting that the CDC did not reliably meet expectations.
You don't say.
She told the agency's staff about the changes, which include internal staffing moves and steps to speed up data releases.
How many are going to be fired, Grace? I can answer that question. Zero. No one will be fired. No one.
Or you could frame it like this. Think of what's the percentage right now of inflation, according to Joe Biden?
Zero.
That's the number of people that will be fired. Correct.
Right. And to go back to another founding father, one of my favorite sayings from Thomas Jefferson about the federal bureaucracy, vacancies by death are few. By resignation, never. And that's going to be the case here at the CDC. I think we'll be talking about that later on, because I've got some other stories about they changed all the guidance for COVID-19. They basically said everything that was in the Great Barrington Declaration in October of 2020, which was pretty much the stuff that would get you canceled anytime after April of 2020 on social media, they agree now it's all true.
Yeah.
All true.
It's actually bananas how many things you can do now.
I want to know what's going to happen to all the people that got fired. You know? How many people they get rid of, like 3,400 people just in the military. They must have gotten rid of, across the country, they must have gotten rid of tens of thousands of nurses and people who worked in hospitals and other capacities. How about the Massachusetts State Police, all the people that got fired?
Well, there definitely should be people getting fired from the CDC, especially if what Rochelle says is true. She says, my goal is a new public health action-oriented culture at the CDC.
Action-oriented. That's one of the problems I got with the FBI. They're too action-oriented.
That emphasizes accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness.
Or as Ronald Reagan would say, we're from the government and we're here to help you.
You know what's
the nine most false words in the English language?
You know what's funny though is like a lot of these articles about the CDC and this big shift they're making because they haven't met public expectations. It seems, and in this piece from Fox, it mentions COVID-19, and I do think the COVID-19 response is part of it, but it's relying a lot on their response to monkeypox.
Well, I think, but how about the fact too, you know, you've had him on your show and I've had him on my show, Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins. And he has a handful of people working for him, and they've come up with all the statistics on COVID and how, you know, they were promoting it. COVID was going to, you know, just wipe out a generation of young kids. And it's like four or five. No kids have been killed by COVID, basically, unless they had underlying conditions, comorbidities. And he said, why did my staff have to get these numbers? They have 30,000 people on the payroll at CDC, and no one was doing any research on this. They're just coming out with this nonsense to scare the American people and to shut down the economy and, you know, enable mail-in ballots.
It's an excellent point, Howie, and it also harkens back to the fact that a lot of times when we were hearing about things like natural immunity from Rand Paul, we had to hear about studies in Israel, and we have all the data here,
right.
But like you said, no one was going through it and putting it together in a comprehensive way, not because they couldn't, and I don't even think because of laziness, because they didn't want us to have all the facts.
You know, and remember too, they're also saying in these new guidelines, I believe, that basically, if you're asymptomatic, you don't have to be tested. How many billions of dollars did we waste on testing non-symptomatic people? I mean, who ever heard of such a thing? You know, I mean, if you're not sick, why do you have to get tested? It's not like this thing is, some kind of cancer caused by asbestos and it only pops up 40 years later. That's it. This is a virus and everybody knew it. By the way, somebody says, you know, that we were just talking about how his doctors killed George Washington. Someone just texted and said, I didn't know Dr. Fauci was one of George Washington's physicians. It just seems that way, okay? He's not quite that old.
He's like Tuck
He treated McKinley, though, when he was shot in Buffalo.
He's like Tuck Everlasting. He's been around forever. No, Howie, you're right. And you think of all of the, well, I always go back to the funerals and stuff. It's on a more somber note. Like we talk about how inconvenienced everybody was for so long, but think about the people who weren't able to visit their sick parents or bury their family members because of all these restrictions. Then now 2 years later, they say, oh no, that's okay. Joe Biden can do whatever he wants now if he gets COVID because none of it applies. It's like you ruin people's lives.
It's 207. How about reparations for all of us who were forced to take the jab or lose your job? They deserve, I mean, people, if, you know, I read somewhere that some company in New York had settled up with all the employees. They were given $25,000 to anyone who was fired, and they were given $3,000 to people who said they were forced to take the jab. I mean, when you get right down to it, wasn't everybody forced to take the jab in one way or another? But again, who's going to pay for this? Because the all the big pharma was indemnified by the feds. They can't be sued.
Yeah, and how about all the people whose reputations were sullied during this for just asking questions or speaking the truth? How about Alex Berenson, who was taken off Twitter? How about Dr. Scott Atlas, who was made out to be a crazy man? How about Tom Cotton, Rand Paul? All these people who...
All the people who signed the Great Barrington Declaration, and there were a couple of thousand, you know, people who, in retrospect, knew a lot more about epidemiology and diseases and public health, whatever that means, than these idiots at the CDC.
Yeah, that should be the first step of their accountability tour, is apologizing to all those people who will never get their reputations back thanks to the CDC. Howie, one other thing I wanted to tell you, and I don't have the audio because I personally cannot sit through anything that's on Morning Joe, but Ron Klain, who tweets a lot for Joe Biden, he's Joe Biden's right-hand man when it comes to Twitter. He was on Morning Joe defending.
He's Edgar Bergen to Joe Biden's Charlie McCarthy.
Yeah, every time he does something, everyone's like, oh, he's just tweeting through it. Every time there's a disaster, you can count on Ron Klain just retweeting Jennifer Rubin over and over again. But he was on Morning Joe, and he was talking about our exit from Afghanistan. And I wanted to read you one quote. He said, "And we now in 2022 are in the first year this century where no Americans are going to perish fighting in Afghanistan."
I believe 2019 to 2020, no Americans died. The last 18 months of the Trump administration, no Americans died in Afghanistan. So that's another lie. Where is the fact checker around?
There's no fact checkers on the set of Morning Joe. How dare you, sir? One other thing, Howie, one other interesting fact. 2 million migrants crossed the southern border this fiscal year as another Texas bus arrives in NYC. I'm sure you've been seeing it was all over Fox today that they're looking for more hotel rooms for all of these new arrivals that are making their way to the Big Apple.
How about the Ritz?
Ask Eric Adams. I thank God every day that he's the mayor of New York City.
I just saw he endorsed someone for a vacant state Senate seat, and this guy in the past is called Jews Bloodsuckers. So Eric Adams reached out for this guy.
To offer his support.
Right. And the New York Times just hired fired a guy in Palestine. He was working for him. They discovered his social media site that he was talking about how he wanted to kill all the Israelis, and anyone who spoke Hebrew he wanted to kill. He was working for the New York Times. But somehow the New York Times decided that was, I don't know. I think he's probably got a lawsuit. He's probably they'll have a walkout at the newsroom to, all the wokesters to keep him on the payroll.
It's insanity. It truly is. Howie, that is it for me. I'll be back in the 4 o'clock for Hate Mail Monday on a Wednesday.
All right. With the recent findings from the Supreme Court, it's worth mentioning that these wins didn't happen on their own. It took the support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who have passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they have been on the front lines fighting for your values. This is why Patriot Mobile is different from every other provider out there. Inflation has made it really hard on many Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same great nationwide coverage as all the major carriers, but you'll have the relief of knowing that your money is not going to woke causes. It's going to causes that you believe in. Patriot Mobile is good, solid Americans like yourself and like myself. And you get the same great service from Patriot Mobile, plus the knowledge that your money is going to a company fighting for, among other things, the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. They can walk you through the switchover, and it's very easy, painless. I did it myself, and if I can do it, you can do it, I know. Use the offer code Howie to get that free activation, which only takes a few minutes. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Come join our movement and make the switch today, and you don't have to worry about your money going to any woke causes any longer. PatriotMobile.com/Howie, PatriotMobile.com/Howie, or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
We have one of the more popular cheap bastard deals that we have. It's from Alma Gaucha, the Brazilian steakhouse in South Boston, Massachusetts. They brought in a great spread. What do you think of Alma Gaucha VIPs? It's as advertised, isn't it? Just as good. It's just better. For meat lovers, Alma Gaucha has much more to offer than the simple traditional cuts of meat. Cuts such as picanha, that's the house special, top sirloin, bone-in ribeye, bottom sirloin, filet mignon, beef ribs, lamb, chicken, pork, salmon, and much, much more. It's just it's great. And what they do is it's a price fixed. So you just get whatever you want, and they just come around to your table and just keep cutting more and more meat, whatever you want, and you can get your own vegetables, salads, that kind of thing. But they just come around you. They give you these little coasters. If you want some more, just flip it on to green, and they come around with the cart, and they'll cut you some more. It's a fantastic restaurant. They also offer a fresh buffet with a wide variety of selected vegetables, imported cheeses, smoked parma ham, imported salami, fruits, etc. And Taylor knows what I like. I like the potato salad, best potato salad I've ever had. The sausages, for some reason, are really good. A couple of guys are giving me the thumbs up. I hope there's enough left for me.
Everything down to the Caesar salad that they have. It's everything they do. They put a lot of love and attention to detail in it.
They
really
got the cheesy bread. The cheesy bread is fantastic. Again, that's one of my favorites, and I don't like all the way everybody's licking their chops thinking about it. Then they have these little corn sticks that are like hush puppies, kind of in the South, and it's just a great, and the candied bacon, the candied spiced bacon, just fantastic, the whole thing. And they got the chicken wings, they got lamb, they got everything, and the beef is fantastic. And right now, if you want to go to Alma Gaucha Steakhouse, it's on the D Street in South Boston, and they got valet parking. It's in the Seaport District, as they call it now. But if you want to get a $50 gift certificate, you just have to pay $25 for it while supplies last. They're going to go very fast. But just go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store, and you can get the $50 gift certificate to Alma Gaucha for just $25. And, you know, people go there, and they just come in from New Hampshire, and they just keep coming back. You know, they just know it's really a special event.
And this weekend is the last weekend of Dine Out Boston, like 100-something restaurants taking part, and then discounted rates and whatnot. This is all kind of an effort to get restaurants back to where they were before the pandemic. So Alma Gaucha is taking part in that, so make sure to check them out this weekend.
Yeah, it's great to it's just a really great place. They just opened right before the panic started, and they were shut down, and they survived, thank goodness, because it's really great. And
otherwise, I wouldn't look forward to Wednesdays.
And it's a good reason to come out to the VIP, get VIP tickets to come see the show, because Alma Gaucha is our provides the food on Wednesdays, and we have the VIP program on Wednesdays. So, what'd you think, guys? Get your gift certificates, $50 gift certificates for $25. HowieCarShow.com.